You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. We got Granite State coming up in just a few minutes here. Fired up for that. New Hampshire hip-hop legends. You might even say New England hip-hop legends. Anyway, we're going to get to the bottom of what's going on with them. But beforehand, got to let y'all know, episode 65. It's crazy. We're getting up there with the numbers. That's up now. That's the token episode. LFODradio.com. Check that out. Token is one of a kind kid, and he's going places. So definitely check that out. SoundCloud.com/LFOD. That's got the Rex Cypher, Time and Lep, Alumni Cypher Series, all sorts of dope stuff. Everything we like gets saved into a playlist there. We retweet the good stuff, and there's a New England hip hop playlist as well. Submissions at LFODradio.com. We do not have a guest scheduled for next week. We keep every other week open, and we just play dope local, national, international, whatever ends up in the inbox. Submissions at LFODradio.com. Producers, y'all should be hitting that inbox too. We use what you send us for ciphers, for sound beds while we're talking. And we have the Alumni Cypher Series coming back up in July, so we're going to be needing beats. So keep an eye out for that. One more crazy thing to announce. We got our first show coming up, our first real life concert event. LFOD presents Ray L, Tim Nyan, Rec Shop Movement. We're at the Middle East Upstairs, June 16th, 2016. Check that out, lfodmusic.com. Amped for that. We're taking this platform to a new level. So shout out to all the artists that have been building with us. It's going to be dope. We linked up with this company, Fasten. They're like a Boston-based Uber. And if you use promo code LFOD, you get $20 off your first ride. So no excuses about that train shutting down. We're going to be partying all night, Thursday, June 16th. Anyway, we're going to get into it. We got some brand new Bakari JB, longtime friend of the program. First guest, I believe, that we ever had. Shout out to Bakari. This is new joint, Society's Ills. You're tuned into Live Free or Die Radio.
to where the phantoms go. Last time I came here, I left defeat in random home. Taking on enemies, foes, I stand a man alone. My villains chilling, they willing to sit and man a drone. Damn, I can't phone home. No 50-50, you ask a friend. Who wants to be a superhero? Come on, ask again. You up to the task of making society stronger? Well, you stuck inside a mind that you can't mind any longer. Don't give a fuck, I'm bugging, kicking up dust. You turn to rust after years of just puffing dust. My rhymes combust when I bust, it's just like a nut. See my gut? I feed on the beats and cuts. Word sword, the sky cloud takes me with it. My first superpower is my body living rhythmic. Crusader of the night, destroying these little gimmicks. Killing villains, cutting time short like cut perfect, let's print it. They tryna send me on a trip to the Phantom Zone. Won't be easy sending me to PZ, damn it, I planet Rome. You search turf on Earth, I'm already on Mars. You couldn't cage me, my raging crazy on dogs on bars. They tryna send me on a trip to the Phantom Zone. Won't be easy sending me to PZ, damn it, I planet Rome. You search turf on Earth, I'm already on Mars. You couldn't cage me, my raging crazy on dogs on bars. Last person thought they could stop me, stopped in their tracks. I got some goals, I pay tolls and sometimes tax. I'm just a person like you, but my heart full of passion. I died to stand with this mic, without it life's lacking. Don't ask for much and grateful for all I have, but I've been working some countless hours like mom and dad. With a grocery in the bag, there's something that's pretty bad. I earned for what I had, have it forever glad. You could be the pig, or you could be the farmer. Decide when you need money's when the piggy goes to slaughter. You could die with honor, a martyr, or end up fodder. Live life with a brain that you constantly make it smarter. Project your emotions without just being a shit. Then you could help change a person, maybe change some ish. Actions always define us, well, death of a lineup. Smell death when your time come, I'm gonna be fine, son. They tryna send me on a trip to the Phantom Zone. Won't be easy sending me to PZ, damn it, I planet Rome. You search turf on Earth, I'm already on Mars. You couldn't cage me, my raging crazy on dogs on bars. They tryna send me on a trip to the Phantom Zone. Won't be easy sending me to PZ, damn it, I planet Rome. You search turf on Earth, I'm already on Mars. You couldn't cage me, my raging crazy on dogs on bars. Sometimes we forget death possible anyway. Most of us don't sweat that death possible any day. I used to yearn for it, but now I try to change life. Ain't my first rodeo though, bro, already tried to change twice. Living inside some strange times, influencing my strange rhymes. People up to some strange crimes, life giving us strange signs. Rock and roll lifestyle, different genre to spit to. Learning new shit daily, reason I gotta spit truth. Boogeyman ain't gon' get you, unless you don't fight back. I put my powers to productions, always making the right track. Play sold out clubs, nights with one or two drunks. That's life, some into business, some just wanna do drugs. Reason life's what you make it, cause lots of it's up to you. Things may take years and some stop within a few. Don't always be afraid to get lost in something new. As long as it feels genuine, feels you, feels true. They tryna send me on a trip to the Phantom Zone. Won't be easy sending me to PZ, damn it, I planet Rome. You search turf on Earth, I'm already on Mars. You couldn't cage me, my raging crazy on dogs on bars. They tryna send me on a trip to the Phantom Zone. Won't be easy sending me to PZ, damn it, I planet Rome. You search turf on Earth, I'm already on Mars. You couldn't cage me, my raging crazy on dogs on bars. They tryna send me on a trip to the Phantom Zone. Won't be easy sending me to PZ, damn it, I planet Rome. You search turf on Earth, I'm already on Mars. You couldn't cage me, my raging crazy on dogs on bars. They tryna send me on a trip to the Phantom Zone. Won't be easy sending me to PZ, damn it, I planet Rome. You search turf on Earth.
I want the 90s money. Yeah. I'm a loser like a back record, delusional head checking, the diamond can suplex, and you wanna well, who's flexing? I'm a loose cannon, whiskey bottle two-handed, standing on the roof, slamming only on the proof, damn it. I'm a fat Jesse Eisenberg, bad like Heisenberg, rap with the rhyming word set since my time of birth, listening to movie and chicken vindaloo, doing interviews in the nude. I was sipping scissor, listening to Twisted Sister, sifting through your sister's Instagram pictures. I'm Rick Ross before the CrossFit, was never on that bar, ish, I don't step into my office. Now I've been on some stupid ish, really on some truth, my ish, I'm trying to get more lucrative. They talking about the 90s, how they taking it back, but they ain't talking about the money, all they making is rap. I want that 90s money, Kleonomics on them. I want that dot-com bubble, take away my troubles with that 90s money. I want that 90s money. I'm on my way, yeah, and they can't say nah. I want that Bill Gates hustle, take away my troubles with that 90s money. I want that 90s money, Buddy Holly like a Weezer record. Critics give me E for effort, equal to a rapper version of an Arby's beef and cheddar. Find me sleeping on the weekends, even if it's decent weather. People call my line, I'm doing fine, don't need to leave a message. I
want that 90s money special. Advances of a million plus, dancing on Brazilian rugs. Lamping in chinchilla Uggs, handfuls of a zillion drugs. Ranting cause I'm feeling buzzed, damn it, I've revealed enough. Let me get punched drunk off the rum punch, eating lunch drunk with some dumb folks till I'm dumbstruck that I'm drunk enough that I'm fucked off. Then I'm cuffed cause I throw in one dumb drunk punch. Just let me call my lawyer, let me sit in my foyer. Let me pour me a drink, let me pour one for you. We can toast to the 90s, stacks of treasury notes so grandiose and nostalgia. I want that 90s money, Clintonomics on them. I want that dot-com bubble, take away my troubles with that 90s money. I want that 90s money. I'm on my way, yeah, and they can't say nah. I want that Bill Gates hustle, take away my troubles with that 90s money. I want that 90s money. I want that 90s money. Clintonomics on them. I want that dot-com bubble, take away my troubles with that 90s money. I want that 90s money. I'm on my way, yeah, and they can't say nah. I want that Bill Gates hustle, take away my troubles with that 90s money. I want that 90s money. I want that 90s money.
90s money. I had to play that joint. Red Pill is going to be with Mr. Lift next week. Champ Chuck says that's the joint I put him on to. 90s money. So people actually do get put on to music on this station. Live Free or Die Radio. Before that, we had Phantom Zone by Cody Pope, another one of New Hampshire's loudest voices right now. And we kick things off with Bakari JB, Society's Ills. Right now, we have one half of the legendary Granite State duo in the building. What is up, sir?
What's up, man? What's up? It's Doug. I'm here.
Doug York. How
yes,
you been?
Sir. I'm good, man. I'm good. It was good. It's good to be down here.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we're just across the border, so it's not like it's a far drive or anything like that, but it's good to be here. LFOD on the radio. First time here. This place is dope. Playing good music. You know, so I love the support, man. Supporting independent hip-hop music. That's what it's all about. There's not enough legitimate stations like this in this area.
I'm glad you said it's not a far drive either.
Right.
You can. New England is sort of big, but in terms of regions, it's not that big. It's not that hard to get an hour away for a dope show, and you'll always enjoy it.
Right.
You'll never regret that. That ride home, yeah, you might be a little tired the next day, but you won't regret
it. Nah, I've been to so many shows, whether it's Paradise or Middle East or, you know, a number of places in Boston, and it's never. I mean, you're so high after the show. I don't mean like high, you know.
Yeah.
Like that, you might be, but like, you're just so high on a dope show that it's like the ride back is just like cruising, chilling.
Boom. Exactly.
You know, letting the eardrums kind of get back to normal.
Right, bring the decibels down.
But yeah, man, we grew up going to shows down in Boston. Some of the first shows we've ever been to, some of the most legendary shows we've been to. I mean, there's so many incredible hip-hop artists in Boston throughout the 90s and now that it's like there's no excuse not to go to a local show, you know?
Right, and vice versa, traveling north, whether it's up to Pelham or it's up to Portland or even as far as Salem. There's dope shows in Salem, Mass, and
right.
You know, people be like, it's 20 minutes away. Like,
absolutely.
Really? Like, you can do it.
Absolutely, and there's a lot of good venues now. I mean, we have Shaskeen in Manchester.
Yep, they're holding it down.
Yeah, man, they've done a great job at bringing in acts, you know, whether it's more nationally known or it's just like Boston acts. We've been there a couple times, and it's a great venue, great sound, and you can really pack the place because it's not like, you know, you're not trying to fit like 400 people in there, you know, so it's...
It's the right size.
Yeah, it's a good size. So, yeah, the venues in New England, man, they're good. And I'm not too familiar with Connecticut, but I know they have a lot of, you know, like I think it's called Toad's Place. And
Toad's is definitely legendary.
Yeah, and a couple other venues. So there's good, you know, I wish there was more of a scene, but, you know, we can get into that.
We're building it, man. It's all about connecting those dots.
Right.
Connecting the dots. Anyway, so the reason we're here, you're dropping your first album, 10 years?
It feels like 10 years. I mean, it might as well be 10 years, though. Our last album was in 2009. So
really?
Yeah. Yeah, and a lot of people, yeah, I see the reason why you say 10 years, because a lot of people think that the Breaking Point...
I think Breaking Point.
...which was our first album, came out in 2006, but we actually ended up releasing a second album in 2009. It just, we didn't give it the push that we gave the Breaking Point,
to be
honest. And the Breaking Point kind of had a life of its own after we gave it, like, the initial push, because... New Hampshire hip hop hadn't really been like that before we kind of put our album into the world, you know, where the Republic, our second album, there was so much going on at that point and we didn't give it a huge push. So it kind of got lost in the shuffle of things. But yeah, this album, A Tribe Called 30, is our first album in, what are we in? So 7 years.
Okay.
7 years, which is still a long
time.
Still
a while, man.
Still a long time, but I think it gave us an opportunity to grow, you know, and it gave us an opportunity to change the conversation that we were having back in 2009. And I think a lot of artists... It's great to release something every year, and that's important, you know, and keep consistent music out there. But you also have to give yourself time to live so you have something to write about, or else every song starts sounding
the well gets dry. You need to refill it every now and then.
Yeah, so maybe, you know, we might have taken too long. We don't look at it like we took too long, because... There's no time. You know, time is all perception. And we took enough time to give ourselves the stories we can tell now, which are, it's called The Tribe Called 30 for a reason.
Yeah, I'd like, you know. You kind of were telling me about that the other night, if you don't mind sharing with these people the idea behind this tribe you're building and the whole thought process.
Absolutely. Behind that. So the title... for obvious reasons, it is called A Tribe Called 30, which is a play on A Tribe Called Quest. And, you know, we grew up on A Tribe Called Quest. I mean, that was what influenced us, one of the major influences for us to make music in the first place. So it's a play on that anyway, you know. But it's also A Tribe Called 30. We actually came up with the title a little while back before the word tribe became like a buzzword that everybody has started using now. But we wanted to go with it anyway, just because it was so fitting for the double meaning. But we called it A Tribe Called 30 because we are now in our 30s and we're making music for people in their 30s. Or for people who are in their late 20s about to be entering their 30s. We're not trying to make music for, you know, 18, 19, 21-year-olds to turn up to. I mean, that's just not... That's great. And, like, those people can... There's people that make that music, and there's people that love it, and every now and then I want to turn up too.
Right.
And I know where to go to get that music. But when I want to change gears, and I want something a little bit more, you know... reflective, but also of the essence of the hip-hop I grew up off of, without trying to sound like the hip-hop that I grew up off of, that's the music that I feel like we were trying to make, you know, and that we kind of created with this album. So the tribe part of that is really about finding your tribe, you know, and finding these people that are like-minded, because we, like I said, we don't really care about 16-year-old kids going out and doing whatever they do to this. If they get it and they love it, that's great.
Right, maybe they could learn something about, oh, this is what's coming up. You're kind of previewing it for them.
Exactly. And I think that's what we had talked about the other night. You know, if you're 25 years old right now and you hear the word A Tribe Called 30 and you're thinking, well, you know, I'm not in my 30s, that's got nothing to do with me. We're kind of giving you a little bit of preview of stuff to look forward to.
Right.
Good or bad.
Right.
You know? So
people don't talk about the 30s. You get your parents telling you about, like, not say wicked old stuff, but they're coming from one point of view when you're looking up to like a much older group of people, and then you got people around your age, and like you said, you have kids, but then there's rarely someone being like, oh, this is what this part of life is about, because most people are shut in their own world, dealing with new families, dealing with all sorts. They don't have time to share.
You hit the nail on the head, and that's something that we talked about very early on in this process. You know, we had said there's so much focus on the 20s, you know, and it's like when you're, you know, you might be just getting out of school, or you might be just starting your family, or you might just be starting a career in your life, you know, and there's so much focused on that, whether it's media, movies, TV, whatever. There's tons of magazines out there that are geared towards that kind of life. And then it's like post 40. You know, where it's like you've lived for a while, you have your family, you know, your kids are growing up.
Kids are in
up.
High school, at least, yeah.
Yeah, and there's so much energy focused on that, and we felt like the 30s is kind of like this lost decade that people just skip over. And nobody talks about, okay, now you have a job, now you have a little kid, now you might have a wife or not, or just like a baby mom or baby dad or whatever. And nobody talks about how do you navigate those things. You know, what's it like to try and continue to pursue your passion while you're trying to raise a child, or while you're trying to find a career, you know, that is suitable for your passion and your other kinds of lifestyle. Nobody talks about that.
Nah.
But that's what we did on this album.
And guess what? People are, with the internet and with everything, people are staying out there mixing it up later, you know, whether communicating, that you get lost because you can't communicate with all these kids, or on the flip side, people are staying single longer. People are that, and that's more the career side of it, the follow your passion. Like, people aren't maybe having kids and they're like, well, I can't keep doing what I've been doing for 10 years, but I'm not ready for that yet.
Yeah, absolutely.
How do I get
right.
through this?
You're absolutely right. You know, and we kind of try to give both sides of that coin a little bit, you know, to say this is what life is like in our shoes. You know, myself and Bug Out, we both have young kids. You know, we both have wives. We both have, like, jobs and other commitments. But that doesn't mean we love music and making music any less. And I don't take that advice that, like, okay, at some point you gotta hang it up. You know,
nah.
You turn a certain age and at some point you have to stop. You have to stop living your dream. And I hate that word dream, but, like, you know, you have to stop pursuing what you're most passionate about. I don't believe in that. I believe that it's always in you, so always pursue it. It might not look the same, you know, as some kid who's 23 years old and single and can do whatever he wants, but you don't stop pursuing your path. There's no shelf life on passion.
That's a fact. No shelf life on passion. On that note, let's play a record. If people are tuned in, they want to join the conversation, they got questions or anything, at @LiveFreeODRadio on Twitter. Hit us up. Doug York, Granite State, Tribe Called 30. This song's called Can't Wait. You want to preface it, or are we just going to get right into it?
We could talk. Well, we'll let people hear it, and then we'll talk about it after.
That's what's up. Can't Wait, Granite State. May 6th, right? 2016?
May 6th, a week and a half from now.
Just hell yeah. Tune into Live Free or Die Radio.
They say nothing is more powerful than a changed mind. Well, I changed mine. Listen. Looking around this empty room for inspiration. I close my eyes and find my focal point of motivation. The mind is fascinating, but what a space to master. How do we capture our own image of what we after? Life's moving faster, we ain't young forever, but still I rock it well, held like a vintage sweater. Whatever's clever, just hand me the mic, and I'ma show you young bloods how we doing it right. While you waiting for your light to switch, I'm balls deep in this if, shifting through gears trying to find fifth. I hope these tires grip, racing to qualify, feel like I'm Nicki Lauda. I got that fire inside, I'm borderline insane, I'm going up in flames. The odds against me in this game, but I won't complain. I'm reconditioning
in my brain, keep an eye on me, kid. Even my own friends no longer recognize me.
We all ride around town, watch the time fly until that plane touched down. I can't wait. I got too much on my plate, can't spin the right combination to put it safe. Life ain't perfect, I made my fair share of mistakes. I got what I wanted, then I let the shit go to waste. I didn't want the whole cake, I just wanted a taste. Finally on the right track and felt like slamming the bricks. I mean, who does that? Let it go like huff that. Now I'm drinking by myself, trying to bring that buzz back, trying to bring that love back. A buzzer beater upset, cause I don't want regrets when I ride off in that sunset. Seen too many people try and fail, get close and then they bail, trying to catch a second wind but couldn't operate the sails. Young 30s and still don't give a fuck, right? What doesn't kill you is supposed to make you tough, right? It's getting tough, right? The bills are coming in, the money's going out, and I can feel my head spinning. Where does the time go? You praying for the main stage, before you know it, you settling for the side. We all ride around town, watch the time fly until that plane touched down. I can't wait. I got too much on my plate, can't spin the right combination to play it safe. We all ride around town, watch the time fly until that plane touched down. I can't wait. I got too much on my plate, can't spin the right combination to play it safe. Yeah, the grass is always greener till you gotta mow that ish. A dream is everything until you gotta hold that ish. I feel so far no matter how close I get. I'm sick of life and trying to coast through it. And we all in the same boat, watching as the time go. But some people live fast while other people die slow. I swear this shit is by design though. I made my mind up to take it, sick of waiting in that line, so
transforming like Bruce Jenner, but not genders. I can't pretend to be something I'm not to pay the rent. It's the reason why my pen hits the blue line and rhymes. Somehow travel on this track till I'm out of time. I disregard signs, I find to be my inner doubt. I listen to my intuition and we ride it out. This infinite amounts of struggle that we go through. So few take it as a blessing like we supposed to. To me, I view an obstacle as opportunity, cause either I'm gaining or growing through pains like puberty. It all like nudity, but never said out. Cause rappers like window shopping in the glass house. We all know what you about soon as the beat drops. We more concerned with how you box, not some cheap shots. You see the difference is like Reebok to Nike. And me, I just do it with everything inside of me,
Can't wait off A Tribe Called 30. We got Doug York.
Yeah.
One half of Granite State. Now, I've been saying legendary Granite State.
I don't know for that status, but
as far as I know, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but one of the first hip hop groups in New Hampshire really doing it.
Yeah. There were a couple before us. And everything started with WUNH, the Mothership Connection, and Goose and D Nice. And then there was a couple other artists. ADM was one of them, who was pretty big in the 90s. And there was man, I can't remember the name right now. It's terrible.
So for me to put it in context, and I've actually debated with this with Craig, I'm pretty sure Breaking Point came out in 05. So I remember being in high school for it. And
wow, now you're dating me. Bad, you were in high school. That's hilarious.
So, but you guys broke through and that's when we got started to know what was going on. You guys, and I remember LB out of Manchester.
Yep, LB.
And we knew Ape. Sure, he had the... you know, curse words in his name back then.
Yeah.
And then DC from Portsmouth was doing stuff with Term, and that DC was kind of the world there.
Yeah.
But, and I'm glad we started talking about that second album and setting the record straight earlier, because as far as I know, none of this is on record anywhere. Your story, I haven't been able to find it told anywhere besides word of mouth. So.
Yeah, it really hasn't. I mean, a little bit here and there, and we talk about it in interviews, but they're always like press interviews, so we'll go deep into the story, you know, but then they'll just give it one sentence,
right,
in the article. So now we haven't had a chance, but just to let you know, the album came out in 2006.
Okay, all right.
So it was March of 2006, but it kind of started in 2005.
Okay.
So we released
back when you could do that.
Yes.
When you could roll an album out over a year.
Right. So we put on a show at the Ioka in downtown Exeter, which is where we're from, and that was in September of 2005, and that was with us and Term and Monkey Biz, and Lord Sear was the host, who's big time, you know, he's like Eminem's guy, and Static Selector was obviously there. But yeah, that was in September of 2005, so that's kind of when the ball got rolling and the buzz kind of started, but then the album didn't come out until March of 06.
Okay. So what got you guys into hip hop?
So, what got us into hip hop? Because
Exeter, New Hampshire doesn't really sound like
it's
going to produce this.
Growing up in New Hampshire, you know, the only way that you got hip hop was by word of mouth. It wasn't played on the radio. You know, you were kind of able to find it through, like I said, UNH and ERS in Boston. But even that was so infrequent, it was like very, you know, hard, difficult to find. So we found hip hop, both myself and Bug Out, through our older brothers. And what a lot of people don't know is that me and Bug Out have known each other since we were 3 years old. You know, our parents knew each other, so like we were hanging out. If you look at the album cover of our new album, if you've seen it, that's us.
I did not know that.
At 4 years old, at Bug Out's birthday party.
That's sick.
So it's like, you know, we've known each other for our whole entire lives. And we both have older brothers. So our older brothers were kind of the people who, I don't even know, I'd have to ask my brother how he even found it. But I have a lot of family in New Jersey, and we would go back and forth down there. So maybe it was like a little bit of that happening.
Yeah.
But he had a Kool Moe Dee cassette tape. And I know most people probably like Kool Moe Dee. But yeah, he had a Kool Moe Dee cassette tape that I took from him. I borrowed it with no intention of returning. And that was my first introduction to like hip hop, plus what I was hearing, you know, when I was in New Jersey. And then later on, you know, I got pretty heavy into like Wu-Tang and obviously Notorious B.I.G., Tribe Called Quest, Naughty by Nature, but they were, you know, they were everywhere. And that's when I really started kind of falling in love. You know, Redman was another big one.
Redman always comes up on here. He's like MC's MC for
sure. Yeah, yeah. So those are the people. And that was like the early 90s was when I started. And then it became like, you know, when you first got that taste, it was like, now you got to go find it.
Yeah.
And everywhere you go, you're going to the local record store, asking what they have for hip-hop music, and they're looking at you kind of funny, and they got it in one little section, like way in the back, you know, and you're going through each one, and all you see is like, I was about to say KRS-One. He was another big one, but you see like Criss Cross and like Salt and Pepper. You know,
right,
you see,
you're like, no, not pop. That. Yeah, I not want that. The hip-hop. I
not
want
that.
The hip-hop.
Yeah, I want the good stuff.
So you guys are digging for it, and then you start rapping at some point.
Yeah, so what happened was myself and Bug Out kind of like, as we grew up, we had separate friends, you know, like we were doing our own thing. We weren't really connected. We didn't talk to each other. And then Static Selector, who also lived in Exeter at the time, was obviously into hip hop music. And he found out that I had turntables at my house. I was like real young. I begged my mom to get some turntables because I was obsessed with the movie Juice, and I was like, I want to be a DJ. You know, I think every kid saw that movie.
Cute.
It was like, yeah, they're like, I want to be a DJ. You know, so I like begged and begged, and finally got some like beat up old turntables, and a Jazzy Jeff mixer, and Static found out that I had them just in school through like word of mouth. So he's like, yo, let me come over and scratch. I'm like, okay, yeah, sure. So he comes over to my house and he like looks at my setup and he's like, nah, you're doing it all wrong. And he like turns my turntables and he like tries to start scratching. He puts like the pennies on the needle and like all this crazy stuff. And I'm like, man, this kid knows what he's doing. I don't know what I'm doing. You know, I'm just gonna let him do his thing. And at right around like a little while after that, he got a radio show on PEA, Phillips Exeter Academy.
Okay.
Which there's a big misconception out there that he went to Phillips, but that's not true at all.
We were public school kids.
Yeah, we went to
that's
the
a
public
big deal
school.
In New Hampshire, whether you went to the public schools or the private ones.
That's a real big deal because it's like a lot of people consider, like, especially if you come from Exeter and you go around the country and around the world, they're like, oh, you're from Exeter, you know, and it's like, no, I'm not from
that Exeter.
Yeah, you know, it's like I went to public school. But anyway, he was able to get a radio show, and then he asked. So him and Bug Out like started this radio show, and then they asked if I wanted to come down to rap, and I was like, yeah, absolutely. So then I went down. We started doing the radio show every week together, and then we started, you know, rapping together again. Didn't form a group. We weren't a group. We were just individuals rapping on this radio show.
That's dope.
That went on for a long time, actually.
And then eventually. It's crazy how it starts like that.
Yeah.
So, and then eventually you guys start meeting other MCs in the scene. So this is what I'm curious about.
There was no scene.
So that was my question.
There was zero scene.
Because who was out there doing it?
Like, nobody. The thing is hip-hop is not what it is today. And I can't stress that enough. And I'm not trying to sound like, oh, back in my day. No, it literally, like, didn't exist. And if you were into hip-hop, you got made fun of. You got into fights, you know.
Like, that was my question. How does Exeter, New Hampshire respond to, like, oh, these dudes are rappers now? Not that well.
We got into fights. We had to, like, stand up for it because... You know, hip-hop back then, it was like, it was a different way of looking, a different way of acting, like talking, like everything. You know, it was different than what people were used to. And so there was big culture clashes. But then there was a group of kids who were kind of into it. You know, and they're like, and they were kind of getting into it on their own, listening to whoever it was. So we start gravitating towards those kids, and they start gravitating towards us. They start listening to the radio show. Shout out to Underground Butter. That was the name of our show. And, oh, man, we played everything because Static got all the records. I mean, he could go on about how he was able to, like, get all these records from, like, these underground labels and major labels in New York and everything. But there was no scene. There was just different groups of kids who were all into it. And then we started kicking it together. And then slowly it was like myself and Bug Out became the ones who were taking it a little bit more seriously. And that was only through Static, you know. It was like the three of us.
He has a work ethic.
Like no other. I mean, he's the hardest working kid I know, for real. And to this day, you know, I mean... Yeah, I'm real proud of that. He's like a brother to me. I mean, he is a brother. And, you know, to see what he's done and to see how he's grown and to see it really happen from, like, my turntables in my room, I mean, that's it. But, yeah, he was at Coachella last weekend. I mean, it just blows my mind.
Right. So let's play another joint.
Right.
And then I want to fast forward a little bit and talk about, like, once... You guys kind of know what you're doing after the album drops, and then when it started to get a little crazy. Because I know it got crazy.
Yeah, it did. It did get crazy. I mean, we actually have a podcast. If you go, if you sign up for our newsletter,
there it is.
You'll get to hear the podcast. So if you go to our website and sign up for our newsletter, you get sent a bunch of like exclusive information, and we have a podcast that really only the people in the newsletter know about and get to hear, which is pretty cool.
What is the website?
The website is granitestatemusic.com.
Yes.
And you can sign up right there. You get free music the second you sign up. And there's a lot of good stuff in there. But we spend a whole podcast talking about kind of like our beginnings, and then we're going to have a part two that talks about what happened right after the album came out.
Well, we'll do a little preview after that. For after sure. This is Have It All. So now we're starting to get into that grind when you guys want what you know what you're going for. Granite State, Tribe Called 30, Have It All, Live Free or Die Radio.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm getting sick of people bitching about the state of art. I'm sick of getting paid and paying rent and day apart. Is this really what it's come to? I swear your first shot at life is just a run through. But no less, I digress and I don't run with rats in this race. Trying to say I got it made, but I ain't got what it takes. Yeah, right, but straight places for one afternoon. I swear you sing a different tune like you're changing faces. Cause I'm more invented, tailor making my life. Well, society, you're selling dreams, taking your rights, they double in death. You're treading in the open water and it's shark week every week. Seals are getting slaughtered by the masses. Hope you got a mask when they gas us with dust from the dust. And it's ashes to ashes. Imagine you can make it happen in a year or less. So do what you love and stop stress. They say you can have it all. That's why I'm trying to live it up, ayy. And we can do this all night, come on. Let's ride. And if you with me, let me hear you say ride. We can do this all night, come on, let's ride. And if you with me, let me hear you say ride, ride.
Yeah, times are changing, this fight is draining. The mind's amazing, but we choose to fill it with nothing, ain't it? Faded youth, painted in a frame of truth, darker than the shade of blue and barking at your light at you. I'm changing up my point of view, I got my target back, son. Cause being underground is just an acronym. Life is what I'm mastering, studying the art of being grateful. Daily making breakthroughs in this world, or it's gonna break you. Never chasing labels where the record deals are fashion. Never getting caught up in that hype beast trap, son. And I'm not what you'd imagine, but I'm proud of who I am. You can judge me all you want, but soon enough you'll understand my plan is clearer than your contacts. Suckers realize I keep my flow in good company. Like, dude, you idolize off the lies, lies, and complications. What's the point of waiting? We want it all, so we work
they
until we
you
make
can
it.
Have it all. That's why I'm trying to live it up, ayy. And we can do this all night, come on. Let's ride. And if you with me, let me hear you say ride. You can have it all. That's why I'm trying to live it up, ayy. And we can do this all night, come on. Let's ride. And if you with me, let me hear you say ride.
Upon rhymes is what I have, but it doesn't pay the bills, and you do not know the half. Yo, here's the answer if you ask. It all started back in high school, bumming grass, spitting raps, spinning tracks, drinking booze. I could've used my ass kick. A bastard who just had to have it. You think by now I'd give it up if it didn't happen, but that didn't happen. There's no turning back, and it's now or never. Life's camera action.
So pardon my impatience. Look at the road that I have taken, trying to stare at what I'm facing. Been so close that I could taste it. Waste it, picking up the pieces, put myself together, going round for round till I'm deceased on a pile of shit. Till we got a problem like Apollo did. I teach a class for nothing, you can thank me for your scholarship. Play the fool, I've been a cynic all my life, but I believe it when my clutch says it's right. To say you can have it all. That's why I'm trying to live it up, ayy. And we can do this all night, come on. Let's ride. And if you with me, let me hear you say ride. You can have it all. That's why I'm trying to live it up, ayy. And we can do this all night, come on. Let's ride. And if you with me, let me hear you say ride.
Granite State, Tribe Called 30, yeah, Have
yeah.
It All.
Yeah, and that song was produced by Bug Out and DC the Midi Alien. It was kind of co-produced on that one, which is great to be able to have him in the fold, because he produced the majority of our first two albums. So, yeah, it's good to
DC
have him.
DC was busy back then.
He was very busy, very busy. Incredible producer, super talented. So we were fortunate.
Bug's not too bad himself. I've been hearing these beats.
Yeah, man, he's come a long way, you know. And I got a couple ones on there too.
Okay, okay, so
we worked together a lot. We worked on every song, really. I mean, it was a collaboration on everything, you know. And we could get into the whole making of the album, but that's for a podcast. So check out grandstandmusic.com.
Get it from them. Get it from them. You told the story before we go any further. These guys did their release, their listening party.
Yes.
At a pizza joint in Newmarket.
Yes.
Jeremy's. And first of all, very unique way to do a listening party.
Thank you.
Second of all, you told a lot of good stories that hopefully are on the podcast about how, you know, coming together and making an album after such a break and doing it yourself. I think Bug Out said he actually killed his MacBook doing this album.
Yeah, he did. And rest in peace. rest in pieces.
Right.
That MacBook is no longer.
No longer.
But it was worth it, man. We got something that we're both proud of out of this. And not just us. I mean, we work pretty closely with a good friend of ours, JP, who, you know, I can't leave without mentioning. He's with his mom right now, who's having a difficult health situation, but he's been a huge part of who we are from day one. I mean, if it weren't for him, the Breaking Point wouldn't exist, the Republic wouldn't exist, like nothing. So, you know, I'd be remiss if I didn't give him a shout. So JP, shout out to you, man. And yeah, I don't want to spend too much time going into every detail about this album, but I think if you listen to it, you'll find the reason why we took a break, you know, and why there was a break between the Republic. And a lot of people say, you know, well, why do you take such a long time off? And the best way to explain it is by saying, you know, listen closely to the songs on the album and you'll be able to put those pieces together. I know that's kind of cheating a little bit, but it's like,
the answer is there. You already answered the question. Yeah, you answered the question with the music.
Yeah. So to give, you know, a quick summary is that we went through so much right after the Republic, which was 2009, and it was so difficult to get that album even out, that we were exhausted. We were just like artistically exhausted, and we didn't know, we were at the point where it's like, how much more can we do? You know, we were meeting with labels, we were meeting with managers, we were like, had our foot in the door in the industry, you know, quote unquote industry, and it was like we were going as fast as we could but not gaining traction. You know, we had gone on a national tour with Tribe. We got to see the whole country. We got to meet people around the country and like have people hitting us up from all over the world. You know, we were like big in Australia. I mean, there was just like crazy stuff going on. But then we would come back home and it would be like we didn't do anything.
Yeah.
You know, so it was just this very weird dynamic, and we're just like, what more can we do? So there was a moment where we didn't know, and then we were trying to answer those questions, and that's what's on this album, A Tribe Called 30.
That's dope, man. That's probably the best way. Now I'm even more curious, and I've heard the album. I want to listen to it again.
Where?
Before we get out of here.
Yes.
Just so people know that these old men in Granite State were kids once, and they aren't that different. Not that you're old, but you need to tell me about this show at the Grotto.
Yes.
Like, I need to hear about peak Granite State when you guys were back in the drink a 40 and fight, roll with a crew that'll ruin your life.
Yeah,
back,
man,
in those days.
Yeah, that was a good time. I mean, that was just after we released our first album, The Breaking Point, and we put together this show with Static and with some other artists. You know, Term was there, Esoteric was there, you know, a bunch of Boston artists were there. And it was at this place in Epping, this person who just owned a lot of land and had a man-made grotto pond with a waterfall and a rope swing. And it was just unbelievable. We had a flatbed, 18-wheeler truck. We brought out speakers, brought out, you know, turntables, the whole system. And we just did a live show. And there was, I kid you not, probably 900 to 1,000 people there. partying, swimming, dancing, until the cops showed up.
And they definitely showed up.
And shut the whole thing down. But we all got to rock first.
You had your Woodstock.
It was like a mini Coachella.
That's what's up.
I mean, it felt like a festival, you know, because there were so many different artists and there were so many different people and everyone was just having a good time and it was all love, you know, and it felt more than just a show. You know, it just felt like a festival. It felt like an event.
What was it called?
It was called, So it had a little bit to do with like a lingerie party, you know, like pajama jam, you know, just because we're trying to, you know, static. But so it had a little bit to do with that. And I can't remember the exact name of it, but it actually made the front page of a New Hampshire newspaper talking about how the police like showed up to 1,000 kids partying in the middle of this field with like a grotto. So yeah, Google that, you know, and you might stumble upon the news article.
So New Hampshire hip hop was humming at the time.
Yeah, man.
Do you think you guys stepping back slowed it down? Is that too much credit to take? Or like, do you know what happened? Do you know we can get back to that? I think we're heading there. I think the scene as a whole is buzzing.
I definitely think we're headed in that direction. And I can't really say why it kind of disappeared for a little while. It did feel like it was gone.
Because that's crazy that you go from a situation where you can get 1,000 kids.
Right.
And then into a situation where a few years ago you couldn't get 10.
Right. Yeah. And I still can't explain why that is. But there was a scene. There was something happening and people were coming out. I mean, our first shows in Exeter, we had 400 or 500 people there. You know, there was something going on, and then it seems like it just went away. But I don't want to say like, oh, well, it can happen again and we got to kind of like relive. No, I want to make it something different.
Right.
You know, and I want it to be its own thing now. And I want these artists who are coming in now and going hard and representing where they're from, you know, to succeed. And I want to see them. I just want to see everybody shine and do something that they love. I believe that we could be as strong as a Midwest or a Northwest Coast. You know what I'm saying? Like, this area has enough talented artists to be able to do that. You know, like you played Cody Pope earlier. I mean, here's a kid who's doing everything he can, you know, to cultivate the positive hip hop that's happening in this area. So hats off to him and everybody else who's doing. He's just one.
There's a lot, and I'm all about that, man. Is trying to connect those dots. We got the Rap Night people up in Maine, and they're bringing it down in New Hampshire.
Yes.
We got a lot going on in Boston. We got Cody doing his thing. There's some stuff going on. We got Lingo and them down in Providence. And I think I'm on the same page as you, man. It's the region.
Yes.
You know, I'm trying to connect those dots and lift the whole region. Because if it's New Hampshire versus Mass versus Maine, it's not going to work like that. But well, we have everyone, each state is unique, each area is unique.
You know, and that's why I appreciate you. I mean, not to put too much pressure on you, but you're kind of like the glue, you know.
Oh,
you're one of these pieces that kind of helps hold everything together, you know. So it's important that it's important that you support and other DJs support, you know. So I salute you for everything that you're doing, you know, especially the LFOD, you know. It's like, to have this platform is amazing, and to be able to be on this platform is amazing. So thank you.
Rock and roll, you're welcome. Hey, this is what it's all about. We're going to play The Length. You got a video out for this one, right?
Yes.
You got my bar on this. My favorite bar on this is yours. No points for the assist if your team sucks.
Yes, I'm glad you got that, man. I get people who hit me up randomly, and they're like, damn, man, I just heard this, like, I didn't know you said this, you know, like the Pete Rock line. That took a lot of people to catch on to, but, you know, it's all good.
That's what's up, man. Granite State, 5616, A Tribe Called 30, Live Free or Die. This is called The Length. Shout out to Bug Out. He couldn't be here tonight. But
yeah, shout out Bug Out, man.
Bug Out's a legend in his own right.